Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Anthony and Leanne Cooper. They have a wonderful ministry called Ring of Faith down in Nashville, Tennessee. And we've just enjoyed hearing just the powerful story of how God worked through addiction in Anthony's life, which led to incarceration. Leanne was pregnant 3 days after Anthony was incarcerated, and yet how God just showed up in both their lives, even though she was in Tennessee and he was in Arizona. If you missed these first two programs this week, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and catch those two 14-minute programs. They were really, really powerful, and I know you would be blessed by them. Well, Anthony and Leanne, you've got this ministry that you started called Ring of Faith, and yet, you know, Anthony, you shared the testimony about how God radically changed your life, but how did you guys wind up starting this ministry?
Yeah, after being on The Contender, the reality boxing show, after I got to get out of prison, and I come home, and I'm just in the gym one day. I got a gym in my house that I train people I love, and I'm out there hitting the bag, and I told Leanne, I was like, get the camera out here. I want to do a little video. I did like a little 3-minute video about how to knock out fear. I call it like how to be a knockout artist in life, how we're going to knock out fear. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 4:18 that God's perfect love casts out fear. So this is how we're going to knock out fear. And I give some scriptures, you know, John 3:16, God so loved you that he gave Jesus. And I did a little video. And so I started doing that weekly, and I started getting some good response from it. And so I drive a shuttle from a hotel. And so I had a guy on there one day, and he said he had an internet radio show. And I give my testimony to everybody. I pray with people all the time, lead people to Jesus on my shuttle. So I was telling him my story, and he said that he had a radio show that he'd like to interview me on. And I was like, that's cool. So I went and interviewed on his radio show. And a couple months later, he said he wanted to do a follow-up. And he said, asked if I'd be interested in doing a show on there. I said, well, if my wife could do it with me, I don't know how to do all that stuff, so I need her help. I could talk, but that's about it. But he said, that's cool. So we started kind of doing some stuff with this guy. And he ended up flaking one day. So her and I started doing, went to a friend of ours, showed us how to do video and all this thing. So we started putting a show together called The Ring of Faith, and we ended up taking it to a TV station here. It'd be 10 years in August, so we went on TV. And so it all started from my garage. I had a little video. Leanne filming me, and I started in the garage.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, when he was fresh out of the Contender TV program, we were on a lot of Christian television programs, particularly Anthony and me, some as well. Where we were asked to share our testimony about how God had put our lives back together, because he shared some of that on national television. And so I feel like, you know, at one point there was a switch where, you know, we were being interviewed to all of a sudden we were the ones doing the interviewing. Yeah. And it was kind of like God was preparing us to see both sides, you know. And so for a while we were just interviewed, except that one time the TV show was supposed to interview us, and then last minute they pulled out and told us just to go on the stage and tell our testimony. So that was fun. but yeah, so God just totally turned it around and told us to be the ones, you know, sharing and asking people to share their stories.
Well, I love how God is a God of details, and he obviously was preparing you all for having your own TV program. And I want to offer congratulations. I was fortunate to be on your 300th program. And
I know. Right? You did great, too.
Yes, you did great.
Well, it was an honor, and you guys just made it so easy, and just was really, really a lot of fun. And yet I know all the hard work it takes into just doing radio, and you are doing a TV program, which is 10 times harder. So I really, really appreciate your dedication. 10 years, 300 programs. That's such a powerful, powerful ministry. I want to encourage you to go to the website, ringoffaithtv.com, if you don't live in the Nashville area. They are on WHTN, the CTN network in Nashville, which reaches almost 800,000 people in Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky, and Northern Alabama. But they also have broadcasts or their programs available on YouTube channel, and you can go to their website, ringoffaithtv.com. Leanne, your show is all about winning the battles in life with the Word of God. What battles have you been able to fight with God's Word?
Honestly, so many. but there's a couple that definitely come to mind as being bigger, I guess, battles, at least in my eyes. And one of them was when, you know, Anthony was out there in the world and, you know, he shared his testimony of how he just was kind of crazy. And I think when he was at his worst, you know, there were times where I didn't even know if he was going to come home or where he was at. And he just was really, really struggling in life. And, you know, his aunt started sharing with me about how I could really bank on the Word of God and start learning the scriptures and praying the scriptures and believing the scriptures and standing on the scriptures and speaking the scriptures. And even though I'd kind of heard the Bible and I knew a few Bible verses, I really had never taken it from that approach that this is God's love letter to me and this is His word to me and this is for me. And I really just decided to let the Word of God direct my life at that moment. And so I began to stand on a couple scriptures in particular, and one of them was Jeremiah 29:11. I know it's a popular verse, but man, it really got to me during that time where it says, you know, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And I really needed that scripture at that time. I really needed to believe that God still had a good plan for my life because the circumstances didn't look good. But I knew His word said that His plans for me were good. So I began to believe that scripture and stand on it and just bank on it with all that I had. And then I also was standing on what God had joined together, let no man put asunder, as far as our marriage, because our marriage was not looking great at that time either. And at one point, you know, he'd even left at one point. And so I didn't know what was going to happen, you know, in the natural, but I just knew I had to get a hold of God's word. And so I just began to pray those scriptures, believe them every single day. And I really just got on this course to get into God's word. And so I actually read the whole Bible that year from start to finish. And, you know, it took me a year and 2 hours because I was determined to finish. So I kept going. It was 2 hours over, but that's okay. I still got through it. And I really just let God speak to me during that time. And I just found a new peace, a new hope, a new joy. And like Anthony mentioned in his testimony, it took about 6 months because that first 6 months he got worse and I wasn't seeing any change, but I just kept praying, kept speaking, kept believing. And all of a sudden I started to see little changes in him. Wasn't anything big overnight, but just subtle things. And I remember him even saying, "There's something different about you," because God was working on me as well. And he was showing me the things I needed to change because I didn't have all these big boisterous outward sins, but I was dealing with insecurities and I was dealing with, you know, fear. And so I was dealing with, you know, lying because I was fearful and just all kinds of things that I needed to work on as well. And so God changed me and he started to notice the change in me as well. Well,
that is so powerful. And, you know, I want to encourage a lot of the ladies that are listening, whether on a radio program or on the podcast copy, that sometimes when it looks hopeless, God is still working behind the scenes. And as a wife, you stayed faithful, and Anthony saw those differences, and it made all the difference, didn't it, Anthony?
Amen. Yeah, I really do. Women can win their husband by them changing instead of just, and I'm not saying that. I mean, I was an idiot. I was full of the devil. But instead of, like, nagging on your husband all the time, spend time with God. Allow God to change you. There's a story of a famous guy named Smith Wigglesworth. He was a preacher from years ago. And he, how he came home, he'd been gone all night. And I know he actually kicked his wife out. That's what it was. He kicked his wife out, and she slept on the porch. And then the next day, he started to walk out and go to work and everything. She stood up and she said, "What can I cook you for breakfast?" And that love, her showing that love, it just broke him. All that anger and fear, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. If you love somebody so much, and I'm not saying let them, you know, be a doormat for them or just let them beat you down or run you over, but I'm just saying you just walk in love, that's that strength of God, it'll break that off people. And she started changing, and then God really started working on me as well.
Well, I love that Jeremiah 29:11 that Leanne shared. And when I was going through my challenging season of life, the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce, I read that verse too. And one of the things that hit me was the word plans is in that one verse three times. And really jumped out to me that God really does have a plan for my life. It just obviously, just like with your all, so it was a little different than we expected. But obviously, God's ways are better than our ways. Amen.
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 Well, Anthony, one of the things that, you know, as I've watched some of your programs and then after being blessed to be a guest on there a couple weeks ago, man, you know a lot of scripture and you're not using any notes or anything. How do you memorize so many scriptures?
Yeah, I mean, I just say so many scriptures every single day. I mean, I got the same, like, routine. I got, like, 100 scriptures that I'll pray every day. Like, I'll pray Psalm 23. I'll pray Psalm 91, Psalm 103, Psalm 112, Isaiah 54, Ephesians 1:17 through 23, Ephesians 3:16 through 20, Colossians 1:9 through 14. I pray those every day. And I got so many healing scriptures that I go over every day. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, when you meditate on the word day and night, you will see and observe to do all that's according and all that is written. You will make your way prosperous, whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. So as you meditate on that word, speak that word, meditate on it, it gets on the inside of you. Psalm 45:1 says your tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. Proverbs 3:3, your heart is the tablet. So as I'm speaking them, I'm writing it on the tablet of my heart, my soul. Romans 12:2, I'm not conformed to the world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. So as I'm renewing my mind to God's word, and I'm putting it on the inside. I love how our pastor says, put the word of God in you when you don't need it, so it comes out when you do. So I'm just always putting that word, and I'm speaking that word. And then John 14:26 says the Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance. So when I start talking and I start getting in that flow, the Holy Spirit starts bringing it all out that I put in.
Oh, amen and amen. Leanne, when I was on your program, you know, we talked about the power of hope. How do you and Anthony give hope to viewers on your all's TV program?
I would say it's really twofold for us. One of them is we know that hope is from the Word of God. That's where you're ultimately going to get your hope, is from the Scriptures, believing and speaking those Scriptures. And so all of our shows, whether we're teaching or whether we're interviewing somebody, it's filled with Scriptures. In fact, you know, the Bible talks about that in Romans 15 about, you know, the Scriptures is where that hope comes from. And so that's what we base everything we do on. Our motto for our show is, how to win the battles in life with the Word of God. That's what's going to bring hope, is the Word of God. And so secondly, the other way that we bring hope from our show is by having people with inspiring stories on, just like when we interviewed you, Greg. Your story's powerful. You know, God restored and brought you into ministry as well from all that you had been through. And I think when people see that, they just grab a hold of that and are like, wow, if they've gone through it and they've made it and God's done something with their lives, I know he can do something with mine as well. And so that's the other way we bring hope.
That's good. You know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 10 and verse 34 that God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for one, he'll do it for the other. But, you know, a lot of times you want the harvest of what somebody has, but you got to plant the seeds that they sowed.
That's true.
So, you know, you get that word. You start getting into that word and allowing that word to change you. And the Bible talks about Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23. God says, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They're life to those that find them, health to all their flesh. Guard your heart. Out of it flow the issues of life. So as you're attending to that word and you're fighting the battles of life with that word, that's what's going to protect your life. Now that's going to flow life.
Well, Leanne, man, I know people are like, gosh, I want to check out this program. What's the best way for people that are listening if they want to watch y'all's TV program?
Well, I know you mentioned it, but start with our website, ringofaithtv.com. You can find a lot of information on there, links to previous shows. We have a YouTube channel that's just called Ring of Faith Ministries. We have probably over 100 programs loaded there. WHTN broadcasts our show out of Nashville. It's channel 39 on the antenna. And then they also have a live stream link. You can watch it exactly same time. Monday night, it's 9 p.m. Central Time, so that's 10 Eastern, that we're on that TV program here in Nashville and also on the live stream. And the link to that live stream is on the WHTN website out of Nashville.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Hope Is Here. I know this is really, really going to help a lot of people. So appreciate you all being on with us this week.
Thank Absolutely. You so much for having us. You do a great job.
Yes, we appreciate it.
All right. For Anthony Cooper and Leanne Cooper with Ring of Faith Ministries, I'm Greg Horn. If you didn't get the information you're driving, you can catch that all on our podcast. Just go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.